Next, we have Abu al-Anbiya, father of the prophets, من أولو العزم من الرسل, Ibrahim عليه السلام. Ibrahim, who was mentioned in 73 places in Quran, in 25 surahs of Quran. Ibrahim, in English, Abraham. Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was born in Babylon, Babel. And he was from Al-Kaldaniyin, the Chaldeans, to live in modern day Iraq. That is the origin of Ibrahim, from the Chaldeans, and he lived and he was born in Babylon, Babel. Ibrahim started his da'wah to his father. He started preaching in the beginning to his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us that story in Quran.
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا.
When he said to his father, "Oh my father, why do you worship that which hears not, sees not, and cannot avail you in anything?"
يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا.
Oh my father, verily there has come to me of knowledge that which came not unto you. So follow me, I will guide you to a straight path. Now look at this. Ibrahim was very young when he did this. He was less than 16 years old. Ibrahim is directing this da'wah to a man that is not only older than him, but his father. Follow me. A young man, less than 16 years old, telling a man that is older than him and his father, follow me. Why is he telling him so? What was the justification that he has to tell his father to follow him? Ibrahim told his father the reason why. He told him, قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِكَ, because I have knowledge that you do not have. His father had to follow him. So the leadership should be given to the people of understanding and wisdom. And that's why we find that the best leaders that ever lived were the most knowledgeable. Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dhul Qarnayn, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was a leader. And then after the Anbiya, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, they were all scholars. The four of them were scholars. And then the best who came after these four Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Umar bin Abdul Aziz. But now when we have given the positions of leadership to the ignorant military leaders, everything ran corrupt. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر. Corruption appeared on land, and not only on land, even in the sea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Corruption appeared on land and on sea because of what the hands of the people have reaped. We have the ability not only to corrupt land, we can also corrupt the sea. Look at the fasad that we have in the Muslim world and in the world of general, because the positions of leadership are given to the unfit, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in the hadith, one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, imaratu sufaha, the leadership of the unfit, the ignorant, the foolish. So Ibrahim is telling his father, you have to follow me. And then he told him, if you follow me, fattabi'ni ahdika siratan sawiyya, if you follow me, I will guide you to the straight path. His father said,
قال أراغب أنت عن آلهتي يا إبراهيم لئن لم تنته لأرجمنك واهجرني مليا.
He, the father, said, "Do you reject my gods, O Abraham? If you stop not, I will indeed stone you. So get away from me safely before I punish you." He said, "I will stone you, I'll kill you." For a father to say this is not easy. For a father to threaten his son that he's going to kill him is not easy. But this shows you the difference between kufr and iman. This shows you how bad relations could become when the separation is iman and kufr. The father is willing to kill the son. What was the response of Ibrahim? He said,
قال سلام عليك سأستغفر لك ربي إنه كان بي حفيا وأعتزلكم وما تدعون من دون الله وأدعو ربي عسى ألا أكون بدعاء ربي شقيا.
Peace be upon you. I will ask Allah to forgive you. إنه كان بي حفيا. He is unto me ever most gracious. Ibrahim is making istighfar for someone who is an unbeliever. Is that allowed in Islam? No. Obviously, at that time, Ibrahim alayhi salam did not know that. He promised his father that he will do istighfar for him, and he did istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَغَفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِينَ. Ibrahim said, oh Allah, forgive my father because he is one of those misguided. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Ibrahim the truth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَنْ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّاهِ فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لِلَّهِ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهِ إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَأَوَّاهٌ حَلِيمٌ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Ibrahim's invoking of Allah for his father's forgiveness was only because of a promise he, Ibrahim, has made to his father. But when it became clear to him that he is an enemy of Allah, he disassociated himself from him. Verily, Ibrahim was awwah and was halim. Awwah is somebody who always is in a state of khushu' and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua continuously. And halim is someone who is forbearing. So Ibrahim only made the istighfar for his father because of the promise. But when Ibrahim knew that his father is one of the non-believers and died on kufr, Ibrahim stopped. There's a hadith mentioned in Bukhari that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Ibrahim that I will fulfill my promises on you and I will not dishonor you. Because Ibrahim has made a dua, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, do not dishonor me on the day of resurrection. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of Ibrahim, so he will not dishonor Ibrahim on the day of judgment. So Ibrahim said, what is a greater dishonor than punishing my father? Because the father of Ibrahim came to him, will come to him on the day of judgment. And this is mentioned in Bukhari. The father of Ibrahim will come to Ibrahim on the day of judgment and tell him, today I will not disobey you. Today I will follow you. On the day of judgment, the father of Ibrahim will come and say, on this day I will do whatever you want. When at that moment Ibrahim will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how come my father could be punished? This is a dishonor to me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Ibrahim, look at your father. So Ibrahim will look at his father and will find him in the form of dhih, dhab', hyena. Ibrahim was talking with his father and then he made dua to Allah. Allah told him, look at your father. So Ibrahim will look at his father and find him in the form of a hyena. And then Ibrahim will walk away from him. And the father will be thrown in hellfire. Ibrahim, when he was seeing his father in his physical form, it was difficult for him to have his father go to hellfire. But when the veils were lifted and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him the truth, that this man is not your father, this man does not belong to you, this man is different, and his father even came in a different physical form, at that moment, Ibrahim walked away from his father and disassociated himself from him. And then Ibrahim told his father, after he told him, I will ask Allah to forgive you, he said,
وَأَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي عَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا.
And I shall turn away from you and from those whom you invoke besides Allah. وَأَعْتَزِلُكُمْ أَعْتَزِلُكُمْ means I will disassociate myself from you. I will separate myself from you. I will be in seclusion from you. A very important principle for your survival as a Muslim. You have to have what is called uzla shu'uriyah, psychological separation from the environment of kufr that is around you. Ibrahim alayhi salam, immediately when his father chose kufr, Ibrahim said that I will disassociate myself from you, the society of the non-believers. وَأَعْتَزِلُكُمْ, I will be separated from you. We as Muslims have an identity that we have to protect. And we cannot blend in with the society and be a sheep among the sheep and follow the stream and follow whatever everybody else is doing and follow the crowd. We have an identity that we need to preserve and we need to be separate and different. But that doesn't mean that we have to separate ourselves physically from the society and live on monasteries on top of mountains or in the forests or in the deserts. No, we could be part of the society and be within the society, intermingling with the society, but in our hearts we are separate. So physically we are participating in active participation with the society, but in our hearts we have this psychological barrier and separation, where we always are carrying with us the understanding that we have an identity of being a Muslim. So if you are able to be part of the society, but preserving your Muslim identity, that is better than separating yourself physically from it. Because then you can be an agent of change and affecting others and da'wah. But when you are secluded and alone, then you're only benefiting yourself and nobody is benefiting from the good that you have. Ibrahim made da'wah to his people also.
إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما هذه التماثيل التي أنتم لها عاكفون.
He said, what are these images to which you are devoted? What are these idols? And then he also told them in other ayat, هل يسمعونكم إذ تدعون أو ينفعونكم أو يضرون? Do they hear you when you call on them, or do they benefit you or harm you? Do they respond to your dua? I mean, a God that does not respond to your dua, what God is he? And do they harm you or benefit you?
قَالُوا بَلْ وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ.
They said, nay, but we found our fathers doing so. They did not disapprove what Ibrahim said. They did not say, yes, they do accept our dua, and yes, they benefit us. No, they didn't argue with that. Their response was, we're doing this because our fathers were doing it. Just like when you talk to somebody, what's your religion and why are you doing this? He said, I was born Christian. I was born Catholic. Don't argue with me. I was born like that. This is taqleed of al-aba, following the forefathers, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّهُمْ أَلْفَوْا آبَاءَهُمْ ضَالِّينَ فَهُمْ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ يُهْرَعُونَ. They found their fathers misguided and they're following their tracks. Ibrahim said,
قَالَ لَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
Indeed, you and your fathers have been in manifest error. Clear statements. He said that you are in error. This was a shock to the people. They couldn't believe this statement, so they said,
قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا بِالْحَقِّ.
Are you bringing us the truth, or are you one of those who are playing around? They thought that he's playing around. I mean, bluntly he's saying that you are wrong and your fathers are wrong and these idols cannot do you any good and they're false. They said, are you joking?
قال بل ربكم رب السماوات والأرض الذي فطرهن وأنا على ذلكم من الشاهدين.
He said, nay, your Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth who created them, and of that I am one of the witnesses. And he said,
الذي خلقني فهو يهدين.
The one who created me, so he will guide me.
وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينِ.
And the one who feeds me and provides me with drink.
وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينِ.
And if I become ill, he's the one who cures me.
وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينِ.
The one who will make me die and the one who will give me life. This is the God that I worship. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim told them that I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is your Lord and the Lord of the worlds. And then Ibrahim said silently to himself, he was speaking to himself,
وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ بَعْدَ أَن تُوَلُّوا مُدْبِرِينَ.
By Allah, I shall plot a plan to destroy your idols after you have gone away and turned your backs. He made a plan. He said, I'm going to destroy your gods. Somebody heard Ibrahim making that threat, but they didn't take it seriously. These people, they had a day in which they would go out of the town and they would celebrate. All of them would go out in their jahiliyyah, ignorance, and they would go out in celebrations of shayateen. So they would go out of their town. All of them would go together. So they came to Ibrahim and told them, come on, let's go. قَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. He said, I am ill. He wasn't physically ill. What he meant is that I am sick of what you're doing. I am sick. He's not physically sick. He said, I am sick of what you're doing. They understood that he means that he's physically ill, so they allowed him to stay. But what he had in mind is that I am sick of this worship that you're doing. So they left him alone, thinking that he's ill. And they all went out of town. Ibrahim followed through his plan. He took his axe and he went to the temple. He destroyed all of their idols except for the large big one. The humongous one, the biggest one. He left him intact. He destroyed all of the rest. And then he hanged the axe on the shoulder of this large idol. He left this axe on his shoulder. They came back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَاذًا إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ.
So he broke them to pieces, all except the biggest of them, that they might turn to it. So they came back. They looked at these idols. They said,
قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Who is the one who did this with our gods? He must be indeed one of the wrongdoers. Who's the one who did this? The one who heard Ibrahim speak, he came and said, actually it was more than one who heard Ibrahim.
قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتًا يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ.
They said, we heard a young man talking against them who is called Ibrahim. Two things I want to turn your attention in this ayah. First of all, a young man, fata, young man. He was young. This is the responsibility that the youth need to realize, that major changes and da'wah that was done were done by the young. The second thing, when, for example, I'm speaking with you, and I'm telling you, Muhammad called you. It's different than if I say, a guy named Muhammad called you. What's the difference between the two? If I tell you, Muhammad called you, or I tell you, a guy named Muhammad, he called you. When I tell you Muhammad called you, both of us know who Muhammad is. When I tell you that a guy named Muhammad called you, it's either both of us or one of us doesn't know who Muhammad is. Over here they said, we heard a young man called Ibrahim. Ibrahim wasn't even known to the society. He was a young boy. He wasn't even known to the society, and he's coming up with this change that will bring down a whole society, carrying all of this load on his shoulders. A young boy carrying all of this load on his shoulder, going against the whole society.
قالوا فأتوا به على أعين الناس لعلهم يشهدون.
They said, then bring them before the eyes of the people that they may testify. They gathered all of the people and they wanted to bring Ibrahim and put him in court in front of everyone. So they brought everyone and they said,
قَالُوا أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ.
Are you the one who did this against our gods? He said, no.
قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ فاسألوهم إن كانوا ينطقون.
No, it's not me. It's the big idol who did it. So go and ask him. That was the point of the lesson. That's the point that Ibrahim wants to drive home. Go and inquire from your gods. Let them tell you what happened. If you believe that your gods can do anything, then maybe the big one did it. If you believe that your gods cannot do anything, then why are you worshiping them? Ibrahim said, nay, this one, the biggest of them, did it. Ask them if they can speak. Ask them if they can speak. This is the whole point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ فَقَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ أَنتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
So they turned to themselves and said, verily, you are the wrongdoers. Ibrahim woke them up. This was a shock to them. So they, for a moment, they woke up and realized their insanity and their mistake and their foolishness. So they started to think about their position. But then Shaitan came in with his influence and his waswasa. So he made them override that thought and they went back to their ignorance again. They woke up for a while, but then they lost the opportunity and they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَى رُؤُسِهِمْ. Then they turned on their heads, meaning they were going in the right way, they were starting to think, but then they fell down on their heads upside down. ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَى رُؤُسِهِمْ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا هَؤُلَاءِ يَنْتِقُونَ. And they said, you know that they cannot speak. They said, you know that they cannot speak. Ibrahim said,
قَالَ أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ أُفٍّ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
Do you then worship besides Allah things that can neither profit you nor harm you? Fie upon you and upon that which you worship besides Allah. Have you then no sense? You have no understanding, no thinking. You're worshiping gods that cannot speak, cannot do you any harm, cannot even defend themselves. How can they defend you when they're not able to defend themselves? These gods are lying dead on the ground. They can't even help themselves. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
For further information, please contact Al-Bashir Publications and Translations at 1-877-745-3330 or 303-574-0095. Our fax number is 303-373-0943 or visit our website at www.albashir.com. That's www.al-bashier.com. You can also write to our address at 10515 East 40th Avenue, Suite 108, Denver, Colorado, 80239-3264. All rights reserved for Al-Bashir Company for Publications and Translations. No part of this series may be reproduced in any form without written permission from the publisher. Unlawful reproductions may prevent Muslim businesses from further producing quality programs. Your consideration is greatly appreciated. Jazakumullahu khairan. Please proceed to the next CD.